The following is provided for general information and educational purposes. Please do not apply any of the advice given without first consulting your financial planner or tax professional to make sure it's right for you and your financial situation. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Financially Sound. This is not a class. This show is about teaching you the financial secrets employed by many financial advisors for their wealthy clients. My name is Shannon Ryan. I'm a certified financial planner, and I've been helping people like you find their financial peace of mind for 23 years. Most of the people talking about money today on the radio, TV, and on blogs have never sat across the table from a real person with a real financial issue. Life is messy and emotional. What works in textbooks doesn't always work in the real world. We've all made money mistakes. It's time to stop with the guilt and judging yourself for a lack of financial knowledge or planning, and it's time to get real, financially sound. One of the tax questions I get most often is about retirement plans. Our expectations to what retirement will look like varies from person to person, but overall, most expect to lead an active life for 20 or 30 years in retirement, which requires a significant amount of savings. During my 23 years in practice, I've seen fewer pension plans every year. Employers have moved from defined benefit plans, or pensions, a lot of people refer to that as the pension and the gold watch, to defined contribution plans, where actually you as the employee contribute, and sometimes, and fewer companies are actually matching that today, which many of us recognize as a 401k or an equivalent type plan. The new reality is that we can no longer expect our employer to automatically reward us for years of service by taking care of us in our golden years. Nor will Social Security provide our dream retirement lifestyle. This requires a change in mindset for many, particularly for the baby boomers whose parents lived off their pensions and Social Securities in retirement, and they may have expected to do the same. The bottom line is we are now responsible for saving for our own retirement. The good news is we have more control than ever on how we spend our retirement years and when we can retire. The bad news is that too few of us are saving at the rate we need to fund even bare-bones retirement, and much less our dream retirement. People will need to work longer than expected or desired because they can't afford to quit. Quick fact on Social Security. In the most recent survey of consumer finances, the Fed noted the average balance in a retirement account for people 55 to 65 was only $120,000. This is a low number when you consider current life expectancies. I still use Social Security in my planning for clients, but it is not the plan. The additional income helps, but it's still inadequate for most. The second Social Security fact is that there is more money going in than coming out. An average high-income American couple, defined as having a joint income of at least $125,000, planning to retire in 5 years or in 2020, will pay $909,000 in their lifetime in Social Security taxes, but will only receive $756,000 in Social Security benefits. And of course, that's based on their life expectancies. In other words, for every dollar paid in taxes, the couple will receive 0.83 or 83 cents in benefits. Kind of scary. I will actually be dedicating another show to retirement planning, but I wanted to start out first by outlining the different types of retirement plans and their tax benefits. We're using this month to talk about taxes because from a financial standpoint, that's what's on top of mind for everybody in April. So let's dive into qualified retirement plans. So what are qualified plans? Qualified plans are pre-tax money plans for retirement usually made available to an employee by an employer. Typically, these are 403B, 401K, 457, SARSEP, simple IRAs, or simple 401Ks. Each of the plan allows an annual pre-tax contribution based on your age. The maximum employee deferral for 2015 is $18,000 for 401K, 457, 403B, TSA, and SARSEP plans. But if you're 50 years or older, you can also do an additional $6,000, which is considered a catch-up provision. If you have a simple IRA or a simple 401k, your numbers are a little bit lower. The maximum is $12,500 for 2015, with a catch-up provision of over 50 at $3,000. There are many tax benefits of qualified plans. This money comes out of your compensation pre-tax, which lowers your taxable income for that year. It also allows the entire dollar, because it hasn't been taxed, to go to work for your retirement. The taxes are deferred until you use the money or you turn 70 and a half. So what happens at 70 and a half? There's a lot of talk about retirement plans, qualified retirement plans, becoming so large that they're being taxed so heavy because they're being forced out at 70 and a half. But what are required minimum distributions? The 70 and a half required minimum distribution is often called RMDs, which are required annually. They're calculated based on all of your qualified accounts or your tax deferred accounts, the ones you've never paid taxes on December 31st of the previous year. Then the IRS calculates how much you need to withdraw based on a uniform life expectancy table. Let me give you an example. If you have $300,000 in qualified plans and are 70 and a half this year, you would use the current table, which states that you would use 27.4 years in your calculation. So you'd simply take the $300,000 in all the plans and divide it by 27.4. This year, you would have to take $10,948.91. One of the considerations is this money. Many times people believe I have to take it out and I have to spend it. Not true. You have to pay taxes on this year. Quite often people will move it from one account to another account, and so they can keep it invested. What are required minimum distributions? The 70 and a half required minimum distribution is also often called RMDs, and they're required annually. They are calculated based on the balance of all of your qualified accounts. These are tax-deferred accounts, accounts that haven't been taxed, on December 31st of the previous year. So basically what happens is, as of December 31st, all of your accounts that are qualified, you look at that balance, and then the IRS calculates how much you need to withdraw based on a uniform life expectancy table. Let me give you an example. If you have $300,000 in qualified plans and you're 70 and a half this year, 2015, you would use the current table, which states that you would take 27.4 years in your calculation. So 300,000 divided by 27.4 equals $10,948.91 that you would have to withdraw from your IRA, 401k, or tax-deferred plan. What most people don't understand is that is the total amount. You don't have to withdraw that amount from each account because people have multiple accounts. You just have to take that from qualified plans. So you may have different strategies. We talked earlier about asset allocation in a previous show. So it may be that you have one of your tax-deferred accounts that is more aggressive and you have one that's more conservative. You can take that entire amount from one account. It just has to account for all of the accounts holistically. Here's a safety tip. It gets tricky when you have several accounts in different places to make sure you're taking your RMD correctly. You may want your financial advisor and or your CPA to assist you with so you avoid any penalties. The current penalty on not taking the RMD correctly is 50%, so you don't want to make a mistake on this. Retirement plans for the small business owner. For the small business owner, not all retirement plans are created equal, and each plan has a different set of rules on what you can contribute. For many of the plans, if you have employees, you're going to have to contribute for them as well. I would highly recommend that you consider sitting down with your financial advisor to make sure you are taking a full advantage of the tax deferral and saving plans available to you as a business owner. It's been my experience that most small business owners are so busy creating successful businesses that they miss huge opportunities to save money for their own future. And unfortunately, it's the small business owner, as we plan for retirement, who often come up short. The next is an IRA. What is an IRA? It's funny because I still today hear people say an IRA is a CD. They think of it still as a CD in a bank. But an IRA stands for an individual retirement account. And really, it's just a box. It's just the code IRA that's set up. What you put into it is your choice. You can typically set it up for yourself. It's not an employer-based program normally. They offer tax benefits that are commonly used to supplement qualified plans. An individual can contribute $5,500 to a traditional IRA or to a Roth IRA in 2015. There are also catch-up provisions of $1,000 for those 50 and over. There are eligibility restrictions based on your income for Roth IRAs. But what's the difference between a Roth and a traditional? A Roth IRA, if you qualify to contribute, is not currently deductible, as some traditional IRAs may be, depending on what you have available for to you at work. But with a Roth IRA, it grows tax-deferred, but it also comes out tax-free. So if you're eligible for a Roth IRA, it's something I would highly recommend that you consider. You may face penalties if you withdraw money before the designated retirement age, so 59 and a half. So work with your CPA or financial advisor to determine if you're eligible to deduct your contribution. There are phased out ranges for the deductibility of the contributions. A non-active participant, somebody who's not earning money, can contribute and deduct an IRA if they have an active participant they file taxes with. Again, there are phased out ranges. Did you know? If your children earn money, they are also eligible to contribute to an IRA. Starting their retirement savings at a young age gives their money plenty of time to grow and a real advantage over their peers. Retirement savings. This is a broad topic in taxes, and each of your situations is unique to your family. Retirement savings, if done correctly, can save a substantial amount of taxes during your working years, while allowing you to use the whole dollar to save to retirement. The best part is you can't miss what you don't see. Most set up automatic contributions to qualified retirement plans and IRAs. It's easy, painless savings that has a significant impact on achieving your retirement goals. One important note on qualified plan and taxes. Don't just consider the tax impact and benefit today, but it's also in retirement. So I will be speaking more on this in our next segment, but there are tax benefits throughout retirement if you do it correctly. Also, be aware that what you need today, meaning what you're spending today and what your family needs today and your current goals, are also very important to consider. Putting too much away into retirement accounts without considering current needs will often lead people to dig into those accounts prematurely and have to pay 10% or plus penalties in addition to taxes, and it depletes their savings greatly. So before you put too much money, again, just in the name of saving taxes, please understand your current situation before you save more than the family can handle for their current goals right now. And remember, I'm not your advisor in most cases, and I do not know your personal situation. The advice I've given today is general in nature. I'm not a CPA, and I do not prepare taxes. You're listening to Financially Sound. If you would like your questions answered on the show, please send them to soundofmoney@outlook.com and follow us on Twitter at Sound Money Radio. Financial literacy is my passion, making sure that you and your family can reach your dreams and understand how different vehicles work, whether it was retirement vehicles that we talked about today or investment vehicles that we talked about last week. You should understand what you own, and that's what we're here to help you with. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Financially Sound. If you have questions that you would like to have answered on air, please send me an email at soundofmoney@outlook.com and follow us on Twitter at Sound of Money Radio.